This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Here's Coach.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for sending out Brooke and Ty, Hooters calendar girls from the Hillsboro Avenue location, to my golf tournament this past weekend. We were sold out for Good versus Evil 2018. On the Todd Wright Tour at West Chase Golf Club, so many players playing in my event, complimenting West Chase Golf Club on the condition of the greens, the overall condition of the golf course, and what a wonderful venue they provided for my most recent event on the Todd Wright Tour. My thanks to West Chase Golf Club for being a terrific host. Lauren, Jared, the superintendent, the general manager, the cart guys, Rosina on the beverage cart. You were all wonderful to work with. You all made the event really special. Hard to say this, but it might have been the best event I've hosted. And I've hosted 13 of them. Going to make it tough to top, but we'll try. Get out and play West Chase Golf Club. Tell them you heard about the Todd Wright Tour event. And if you missed out, you don't want to miss out on at least playing the golf course itself. Call 813-854-2331. Visit westchasegc.com. And if you're considering hosting your own golf outing, call that number, 813-854-2331. Ask for Jared Atkinson or Lauren Mitchell. Tell them Todd Wright sent you. And they will give you all the details. And you know what? How about this? If you've never hosted a golf tournament before and you want to put something together, maybe you have a charity cause to put a golf tournament together, you've heard this is a good idea, but you don't have any idea what you're doing. If you call West Chase Golf Club and you talk to Jared or you talk to Lauren, you tell them what you want to do, then even say, we want Todd to help us run our event. I'll do it. All right? Just ask them. And then they'll connect you with me and we'll go from there. Or you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. As long as your event doesn't conflict with one of my Todd Wright Tour events, I will help you run a golf event. That way you stand out as different from the 95% of, just another scramble event. You got to stand out to be special. That's one of the things I've learned in hosting events, all right? West Chase Golf Club, check them out. Very good idea if you're looking to host a golf outing. All right, Super Bowl 52 was better than I thought. I had very little skin in the game, as Mark Cuban would say. Sure, I was in a $2.4 million DraftKings contest that I won my way into on a satellite earlier in the year. So I did not have to pay an entry fee. And I'm going to run down what the perfect lineup was. I didn't have it. I had one of the six. Actually, basically, I had two of the six that I needed points-wise. Four had it in this contest. They tied for first, and they split, well, each of them won $236,000. So as I compare my lineup to theirs, I'll tell you what the perfect lineup was for Super Bowl 52. It was playing both quarterbacks, as I had talked about on a previous podcast. Most yardage scored in any NFL game ever. Not just Super Bowls. So you had to have both quarterbacks. Tom Brady worth 34.8 in DraftKings. Nick Foles, 36.02. By buying both of those quarterbacks, it was still worth spending the money on Gronk. Boy, did he come on in that third quarter so big. Gronk ends up with 35.6 points, second only to Foles. Foles had more than Brady. Foles at 36.02. I'm looking at DraftKings. Gronk, 35.6. Brady, 34.8. They were worth spending the big money on. They truly delivered. Then where was the bargain? Other than the two defensive guys, which were Rowe and Harmon. Now, Patrick Chung, I had him. He also had as many points as Harmon, but Harmon was the guy as an IDP with Rowe, which allowed you to play both quarterbacks, Gronk and Corey Clement, who ironically I played on a Vegas prop to score last touchdown. I knew it wasn't going to hold up. I thought he might get in a second time late in that game, but Clement was the bargain play. That was the one to have. So you could play the big money guys in Gronk, Foles, and Brady. Clement delivering 23.8 points. Now, there were guys that scored more than Clement. Like, I had Amendola at 26.2. But you had to put that lineup together and make the money work under the cap. And the winning lineup for Super Bowl 52, at least in this $2.4 million contest that I qualified for earlier in the year. It was both quarterbacks. It was Gronk. It was Corey Clement. And then Rowe and Harmon were the guys that you buy on defense. I had James White, who got off to a good start. Then not so much and rotated. The Patriots didn't use their running backs as much as some, like me, thought they would. And we explored a scenario where the Eagles win here on the podcast late last week, and I thought it would be a Jay Ajayi dominant game plan. It didn't go that way. Whether it was the ankle, what the Patriots were doing defensively, just the ineffective nature of Ajayi. He was the Eagles' third best running back in that game. Blunt was better. Clement was better. Ajayi just didn't have it, and his reps were down, so that certainly hurt me. It's why I was out of the money in this $2.4 million season-ending Super Bowl contest, where at least I didn't pay to get in it because I had qualified earlier in the season. And I don't even remember how I qualified now. Oh, I do remember. Yeah, I do remember how I got in. Yeah, that was a good week. It was a very nice win to get in this particular contest. All right, so keep in mind, we will keep going all off-season long with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll just talk about various news items. We'll talk about general fantasy stuff. We'll talk about overall football news. So subscribe. We'll go once a week. And next week, we'll start that as a Friday podcast. So that'll be the plan. Now, as news merits, there might be more than one podcast per week. But I'm going to promise you one every Friday, minimum, through the off season until we get to that late summer position where it's like, all right, we're going back to two podcasts or more to get you ready for your season-long fantasy draft, and we'll really start getting excited about this next fantasy football season. You can always reach me to say hi, ask keeper questions, ask about starting your own league, ask about making rule changes in your league. Maybe your commissioner doesn't want to be commissioner anymore, and he's dumping it on you, and you're not really sure what to do. You can email me anything like that, and I will respond just as I respond to every email all season long. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast all season long. We go into one minimum per week fantasy podcast mode starting next week. And the podcast will post on Friday, where we've been doing the two on Monday and Friday, one per week minimum. Always that minimum one will be on Friday. But if there's a lot of news, or once we get around the draft, or things with free agency, you never know. I may just decide to cut another one, and that's why if you subscribe, you'll always know when there's a new one there. My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship and all the friendships I made out of it with Brooke, the calendar girl from the Hillsboro store, Ty, the calendar girl from the Hillsboro store, both at my golf tournament, Anthony, one of the managers from the Hillsboro store, Bobby from the Hillsboro store. We will be hosting, in all likelihood, fantasy leagues again next year. I certainly would love to have Hooters as the venue and the sponsor for that again. And again, thanks to West Chase Golf Club for hosting the back end of the in-season podcast and being the host venue for Good versus Evil 2018. Remember, you can reach out to West Chase Golf Club on your own to book your own outing or just to book your tee time at 813-854-2331. One podcast per week starting next week. Look for it on Fridays. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast, and we'll talk to you then.